very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk Diaspora Forum from the Voice of America on Wednesday, November 30th, I beg your pardon. And this is Live Talk. I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the diaspora's response to the introduction of bond notes.
But some Zimbabweans are already rejecting them through demonstrations such as the one that was held today in Harare.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on 12080 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the introduction of bond notes in Zimbabwe.
The beleaguered currency faced stiff resistance from many Zimbabweans who fear that their savings are going to disappear, like what happened in 2008 when the government introduced the bearer's checks.
The Zimbabwe diaspora has also condemned the currency that the government says is not money, but an incentive for trade. Added to this, some people in the diaspora say they are now skeptical that when they send money to their relatives in hard currency, it will be issued out in the despised currency.
And so tonight, we want to hear your views on the issue. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Chris.
Yebo Jonga, lamhlanje balaleli kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk Diaspora Forum sixoxa ke ngemali imali le entsha ethulwe ngomvulo ethiwa yona ngama bond notes. Imali siyazi kubana kunyanga ezedluleyo uhulumende ubesazisa uZulu ukubana imali le izethulwa. UZulu lokhu esala isithi ingethulwa ngoba besesaba ukubana kungenzakala okwenzakala ngomnyaka ka-2008 lapho abantu abathi bevuka nje besiya emabhanga bethola imali yabo kayisiyo leyana ababelayo, isisindo sesiwile, isingcosana. Abantu bakhala kakhulu bathi hayi asisafuni okunye okunje kwenzakale, kodwa hayi siyazi ukuthi sokwenzakele. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela labo abasemazweni anjengangapha kwele Melika ukuthi bayathumeza imali le ekhaya, bafike bathembile ukuthi hayi imali yethu izasebenza lokhu lalokwana, kodwa ifike layo siphiwa umuntu sekuphiwa sokungama bond notes wona la angafunwa nguZulu. Jonga.
Chris. Nyaya kukurukura nasi inyaya yekuparurwa kwakaitwa mari itsva iri kushandiswa munyika ema bond note iyo yakaparurwa nemusi wemuvhuro. Vazhinji vari kuitambira, vazhinjiwo vari kuiramba, saka i50-50 kana vanhu vachitaura. Uyewo vari kunze kwenyika sechirongwa chenyu cheDiaspora Forum. Tati nhasi tinzwawo pfungwa dzenyu nepamumire, asi pane vatambotaura nawo tanzwa kuti aiwa vari kuramba kutambira mari iyi sezvanga zvichitaurwa nemumwe wangu Chris Gande. Nyaya iripo, hanzi isitine tichitumira mari yedu kunoko kubva mudiaspora ichienda kumusha iri kana US dollar kana pound, asi munhu anenge akuzonoipiwa ikoko iri mubond. Saka akanga apiwa mabond noti iwayo kana mabond coin, zvakureva kuti mari iya yaiswa nevanhu vari kunze kwenyika yatengeswa munhu opiwa bond note, nokuti unozopiwa kamari kekutenda kanenge ka 5% pamusoro pemari yaunenge wapiwa iyoyo kana yakanga yachinjwa. Saka zviri kureva kuti vanenge vatoti aiwa waita basa watiisira munyika mari yataatisina foreign currency, saka pamusoro pazvo tokupawo kutenda kwe 5%. Ndozvinonzi nevamwe aiwa ka hama zedu dzinenge dzakuchizotobirwa nekuti kana hurumende ichinge yakuzotitenda kureva kuti iyo iri kutowana mari yakawanda kubva mupound kana US dollar ratinoita kutumira tiri kunze kwenyika. Saka nhasi tatinzwe pfungwa dzenyu zvii zvamunofunga, asi hurumende yakavimbisa vanhu kuti aiwa musatya zvenyu, i1:1, one bond note is equal to one US dollar. Saka hapana chekutya, Chris.
Yes, sir, Jonga, we are going to be having a number of guests today, and I understand we have one of our guests now on the line. This is Fungai Mabunu. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you so much for coming, for joining us tonight, Jonga.
Mabunu, imi muri ku UK, anditi? Mune masangano amunoshanda nawo ikoko tinonzwa kuti kune urongo hwekuratidzira muchiramba kutambira mari iyo itsva yakaparurwa. Mungataurira veruzhinji zvamuri kupokana nazvo tichiona kuti imari yatove munyika.
I'm losing the signal.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, because there is a noise on the background that is coming out more than you. I'm not sure where you are, but
I'm just getting off the bus anyway.
Ah, that's okay. Let me just repeat. We can hear you now. I was just saying that we understand that some organizations like ZMVGO, RAW, the MDCT in the UK there, and others, Tajamuka, this flag, are planning a demonstration on Saturday against the launch of the bond notes. May you explain why you are demonstrating against bond notes that are already launched?
Yeah, we are demonstrating against the bond notes because, you know, we don't want a repeat of what happened in 2008. And we don't trust ZANU-PF government and Mugabe. What they're trying to do is they're trying to mend something that is unmendable. Because the bond note, as we know, is valueless. The bond note is not a currency that is worth anything. It's not even worth the paper that is printed on. So we don't want a situation where our country is going to suffer again like what happened in 2008. Because as you can see right now, people, most shops, they're refusing to take the bond note. And most people, they're also refusing to accept the bond note. So which means shortages, as you can see right now, have already started. Because who wants to supply, you know, someone who's offering them bond notes? No one.
Hmm.
And their idea of thinking that they will give our people incentives when we send money home is ridiculous. Because remember, we're dealing with a government that is not trustworthy, a government that is hoodwinked and deceived the Zimbabwean people for the past 36 years. So that's why on Saturday we're going to go all out, all organizations here in the UK. We're going to converge at the vigil on a Saturday. You know, everyone is going to come and we're going to say no to the bond note. And remember, this is probably maybe our fifth or sixth demonstration against the bond note. This is displeasure by every Zimbabwean that they don't want the bond note, including even my grandmother who's in the village. She says, no, I don't want it. She knows that it's not value. It's worth nothing.
Mm. But Mr. Mabunu, some would argue that how is this going to affect you in the diaspora when the money is circulating in Zimbabwe and it's buying what is supposed to be buying? It's representing that legal tender that the RBZ recognizes.
It's not about whether we're in Zimbabwe or not. It's about our country. It's about our economy. It's about our brothers and sisters, our parents, our relations back home. We have to fight in solidarity. The fact that we're in the United Kingdom and some are in the United States where you are and some are, it doesn't really mean that we're no longer Zimbabweans. We want the Zimbabwe that to be better so that we can go back to our country and rebuild the country. And if the economy is collapsed, then that is going to be more serious. In a way, it's going to affect us more financially because whatever happens in Zimbabwe, remember, we are accountable. We are the people who are financing those people back home. So which means we'll have to spend more money, you know, the more problems we have. Because remember, everyone, your relations, who's at home, no matter it's your uncle, your whoever, they want to help from you. So we want Zimbabwe that to be better so that our people back home can be able to look after themselves. We want an economy that is vibrant, an economy that is doing very well.
But what do you think the demonstration will achieve if you are going to be demonstrating in the United Kingdom?
Hello,
Mr. Mapunu. I said, what do you hope to achieve by demonstrating right thousands of miles from home?
Yeah, it's about publicity. It's about, you know, making the whole world aware. It's about even making the noise. Remember, people at home today, there was supposed to be a demonstration that was, you know, stopped by the, you know, the police. You know, there was police everywhere. People didn't even do whatever they do. So we are the only people who can be able to demonstrate and let the whole world and, you know, raise the concerns of Zimbabweans. Because the good thing that, you know, is happening these days is social networking. Whatever we do, you know, no matter where you are, it concerns Zimbabwe, it will reach everyone. It will reach people in Zimbabwe, even ZANU-PF, they get to know what we're doing. So this is sending out a message to say we are the Zimbabweans. We are representing all those Zimbabweans that cannot raise their voices back home to say enough is enough. We don't want the bond, not we don't want Mugabe and ZANU-PF to continue destroying our economy.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mapunu. Just keep holding on. We have another guest now coming online, Jonga. We have Mr. Albert Mandizwitza, who is the Managing Director of Pickford Management Consultants in South Africa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mandizwitza.
Good evening.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamandizvidza nekupinda muchirongwa. Munga tipa upfungwa dzenyu nemaonero amunoita pamusoro pebond note. Imi muri muzvina bhizimusi ndimi munogona kutibatsira kutsanangura kuti aiwa zvakanakira apa kana zvakaipira apa.
Okay, I think nyaya yemabond notes inonetsa kunzwisisa chaipo paine, asi kuona kwangu is solution. Inokwanisa kupedza dambudziko pachinguva chidoko chatinacho, which is short term. And in the long term, I think we still be fitting with the same problem. Why I say so is if you look now in terms of transacting in the industry, like in the small to medium industries, I have information from like Bar and all those guys, all those areas. Mm-hmm. Business is starting to boom. People are starting to buy. Transactions are happening. And the level of activity is actually getting up from that's from the informal and the small industry. But as we move around, I'm a big industry, I'm a commercial industry. This is going to be a very big problem in terms of, especially those who are no importer, in terms of being able to access funds, especially foreign currency to be able to buy from external markets. So there is a haze of a cloud over the whole system. But it is helping because the market was totally dry in terms of cash, and people were failing to transact. And now we are going to change our mind about this. As we are bonded, do business and all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But his solution, yekuti tingatoti ta namedia pera, we tinofanira kuvakwanisa kutsvaga solutions atanga kuita economy ite revive at a mega scale and being able to. I think chini chikuru chiri kunetsa pana apa ndechekuti mari iri kupindwa ichapindwa swika papi. And I think your previous, the other colleague there mentioned a very important element of oversight. We don't even have oversight mechanisms. So it results 200 million only, equivalent of 200 million only is going to be printed. And if we go over that, what will be the repercussion?
Mm. Asi mataura nyaya yekuti vane mabhizimisi makuru vanogona kuzeta dambudziko rekuti vange vachiwana mari yekunze yekuti vazonotenga zvinhu kana kuhoda. Aisi here imwe nzira yakatoitwa kuti paiswe mabond note iyo yakuitira kuchengetedza mari yekunze iyoyo inenge isanyanyoshanda yakukwanisa kungowanikwa newe mabhizimusi vari munyika vanenge vachidawo zvekutenga mukati menyika vachishandisa bond note avanda kunotenga kunze vachipiwa maUS dollar?
Ndizvandiri kutaura kuti zvinogona kuzobatsira kana mari iyoyo ikazokwanisa kuwanika yekunze kwacho. Kuti paunenge wakuda kuti iwo ukatengesa petrol yako paservice station nemabond notes, kana wakuda kunobhadhara kambani iri kusupplier, ukaenda kubhengi ukandokumbirawo $100,000, unobva waiwana. kana zvose zvikakwanisika kuitika in the short term, I think it's nokwanisa ku solve my immediate problems, because people who are on the ground and kuti izve zvinangwa mungasvasvasvakwanisa kana kutenga mbeu kana rokumusha hakuna ma point of sale havakwanisa kana kutenga mbeu asi nyaya board notes vakwanisa kuti kuenda pa ka shop kari pa next no board note ya otenga mbeu yake. Munhu weshop ya oenda kutown unohoda mbeu ma board notes ya oya otengesera vanhu vati vari mumareserva. So yes, vanhu vari skeptical about the whole situation, but in the immediate solution, I think we can be able to say we have managed to an extent to solve, and the economy, the are transactions happening, people are transacting irrespective of wherever they are.
Thank you so much, Waman Zaramba. Nyimuri parunare, Chris.
Yes, we go back to Mr. Mabunu. Mr. Mabunu?
Yeah,
so have you had a chance to send some money to Zimbabwe, or have you spoken to someone at least who has sent money? And what are they saying about the currency that the recipient is getting?
Yeah, I'm told that people are, if you send from abroad, people are getting US dollars, but I'm not quite sure. This is just hearsay. I think tonight when I get home, I'm going to try and send my mom a bit of money and my Amuya as well. So then after sending, then I'll have the clear picture of what is going on. But for now, all I'm hearing is some are saying they're getting 5%. I don't know how far true is that. And some are saying the Western Union is giving 3%. So, and like I said, I don't know how far true is that.
Mm-hmm. So what about you, Mr. Mandizwitza? Have you heard of how the transactions are being made, the money that is being sent from outside the country? I know you guys in South Africa mostly use Mkuru.com and others. Hello, Mr. Mandizwitza?
I think his phone is, yeah. Vamabunu.
Yeah.
Pane kuchikirwawo nehurumende kuti mari iyoyi, mabond note iwaya, hanzi akaiswa akawanda, zvinogona kukonzera dambudziko. Saka vachaisa muzvikamu zvishoma zvishoma. Havari kuti in batches, hanzi tichakaisa yakawanda inogona kukanganisa zvinhu. Munowirirana nawe here nedanho iro? Nokuti tinoona vanhu vari kuramba vachingonzi unokwanisa kutora 50 bond notes. Sezvanga zvichingoitwa kuti unotora $50 pazuva, $150 pasvondo.
Yeah, I think to be quite honest, we are dealing with a government that is, like I said before, that is deceived Zimbabweans and hoodwinked Zimbabweans for a long, long time, for the past 36 years. Do we believe them? And the fact of the matter, even why they're doing that, is bond note is not supported by any monetary value behind it. That's the truth, because we don't trust our government, and Zimbabwe is a big country. You cannot tell me that Zimbabwe is going to be sustained by 200,000 US dollars. You know, very soon we're going to have shortages of petrol, diesel. That needs, foreign currency. Where are they going to get it from? Oh, this will never solve the Zimbabwean problem. This will never, I think, it's exactly the same what they did with the Beira check. This is exactly the same thing, because we're not going to have anything that supports these bond notes. That's where the problem is. These bond notes are valueless. They don't have any monetary value behind it.
Asika vamabhunu, nyika yega yega ine mari yayo inenge ichingoshandawo munyika imomo. Zvekuti tikaenda kuZambia vane kwacha yavo inongoshandawo munyika imomo, kuNigeria vane naira yavo inenge ichingoshandawo munyika imomo isingashande kunze. Zvasiyana papi ne bond raburitswawo muZimbabwe.
Right, I like the example. Kwacha right now tikaritora kana ndikauya naro muno ndikasvika naro muno muuk paitro airport apo ndinonochinja kwacha ndichipuwa any other value. Kwacha iroro tikatoenda pa stock exchange rine value yaro. Naira, as we speak right now, where I work, I deal with naira. It was £1 is there about 400 naira. You see, there's a value behind the naira that you're talking about, even the quarter that you're talking about. On the bond note, there's no value. That's why you cannot take the bond note, even for border, Zimbabwe, and South Africa, or Zambia. They don't want it. I've seen a short video that someone sent, and this guy is saying, I'm from Zambia. I don't need this money. I'm going back on my way to Zambia. This is valid. They're trying to steal from me. And the guy is absolutely right. That's why you cannot, if the bond note had any value, you could change it in South Africa, Zambia, or Botswana. Mm. The fact that you cannot change it tells you that it doesn't have any monetary value behind it.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Ramba ya nyumuri parunara nimbo kubatae muromo. Tine muterera pinda pachurongwa.
Vachu, no problem.
Di chivu mbaere varuku South Africa. Zita ndiani? Hello.
Jealous Chivumba.
Oh, jealous Chivumba. Magadi kumkoma Chivumba.
Kumkoma Chivumba.
Asipa muri panenge paneru jaro. Kanyanya zvokuti kukunzwai kuno kuri kutonetsa.
Paneru ja.
Ndofunga pa abachanzwika manje. Taura izvenyu muri kuonawo sei nyaya yema bond note.
Nyaya yema bond note ine hapana chendiri kutomboti pane chavagona. Apa kutoangira kuuraya. Isusu tisina kana nemari. Ni zviripo apaka. Wanonga wachita break market. Wachitenge ma US dollars. Wachitrinda zvima bonde yayo. Wachitore isusu mare. Toramba penguru warombo. Azvisi riku izo batira vanhu. Kuti madai zvaibatira vanhu ka. Havasa izoti zve. Unofano kutora zve shivite bond. Iyo pazuwa kubengi. Yeti apa aditudo kuise mare kuti ibatira vanhu. Zvaya kuiuya zvokuisonzedza zvepakuti vanhu vakwanise kuitora zvinoreva kuti pane zvaanonga aichizviitira zvisingadi kunasobudiswe pachena saka hapana zvitoro zvezvinotibatsa ngekuti isu tinonga takwira bhazi rese watumira mari wakwira bhazi $10 kuende kutaundi wosvika wopuwe $50 wosvika wopuwe $50 ikoko uchada kudzoka. Utazosuka kumba kwako kuti fara ne $5 kana kuti mari shoma shoma. Saka chawaita pokungotore mari ichiperera zvombhazi. Saka zvabatsire chiya pana zvezvinonga zvatibatsira. Zvaitoiya nani chiripo kugadzirisa upfumi hwedu hwemunyika ndokuti zviro zvikwanise kugara nemwazvo. Izvi zvaita izvi kutouya ngiri kuuraya. Kuuraya nyika. Boti nemari dzinadzo mumasakana nhasi uno dzakamboiswa mabeira cheki zvokare.
Asi kavachivhumba hurumende iri kutika hatingarege vana veZimbabwe muchifa nenzara zvinhu zviri muzvitoro asi musina mari saka vakuisira iyo zvikuru imi muri kunze kwenyika hanzi makatumira mari iyo yekumusha rand kwamuri kuSouth Africa hama yenyu inopuwawo kamari kekumutenda kekuti waita basa wauisa mari munyika. Saka imwe nzira yekusimudzira imi muri kunze kwenyika munozvitambira sei?
Hapana chandinotambira ipapo jonga neyekuti inini ndinouya kuno kutenga nekutengesa. Ndingasvika kumba ndotengesa ndatenga kuno nemaranzi ndosvika kumba ndotengesa nemabhondi. Kuti ndichizoona zvemaranzi aya kuti ndiuye kutenga muno muSouth Africa zvichandinetsa. Kuti mari iri kungotenderera muZimbabwe chete.
Hanzi munongoenda kuReserve Bank wobva wakupai foreign currency.
Inobva kupi iona chipano $50 pazuva. Inonga yazobva kupi? Inonga yazobva kupi apa mari yacho iyo yekuti ndizoende kotenga ikoko kubhengi.
Aiwa idambudziko. Maita basa vachivhumba tinotenda zvikuru rambai muchikupinda pachirongwa ndechenyu chitatu chega chega tine chita hurukuru nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Chris, nofunga tine vatina waparunare chimbonzwa kuti ndiani wangabatika.
Mr. Mabunu, are you still there?
Yeah.
You are there.
Yeah, I'm there, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Mr. Mabunu, can you tell us more about this demonstration coming up this weekend? We know in the past, you know, you guys have been demonstrating for other causes. Now, tell us more about this one.
Yeah, this one is mainly because of the bond notes. And, you know, we've always, like you said, we've always done demonstrations mainly is we want Mugabe to go. We want free and fair elections in Zimbabwe. But we're kind of easing off on the free and fair elections because from what we've seen, we'll never have free and fair elections in Zimbabwe as long as Mugabe and ZANU-PF are still there. So right now we've been demonstrating against these bond notes. And also been demonstrating against the abductions that they happen, you know, namely Itai Zamara. We do every month. We do the the demonstration to demand, you know, his whereabouts. And, you know, what we've seen happening right now, the likes of himself, what the likes of, you know, all those activists that are being, you know, harassed, beaten up, tortured and put in prison by the regime. So right now, this is what we are campaigning against. And also, our main theme is we want Mugabe to go. The Zimbabwean's problem lies in one person. Mugabe, the man who has destroyed our country. So it's time for him to go. The man is 92, for God's sake. The man has destroyed the country. Zimbabwe used to be the bread basket. Even here where we are in the UK, you know, people are surprised. They say, what happened to Zimbabwe? Because it was such a rich country, that all the resources, where are they going? You know, this is a country where 16 billion just disappear and they can't even trace it. We are fed up with what is happening and we want them to go. So our demonstrations, those are the themes of our demonstrations. Mugabe, time to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just keep holding on the line. Kulabo abafuna ungena kuhlelo lingasifonela kunumber zethu ezithi 0012026192077 kumbe lisithekstele ke ku WhatsApp inombolo zethu ze WhatsApp ngu 2024650318 jonga.
Hongu tine mwe mteereri Chris vatimire vari ku South Africa. Makadi vatimire?
Simba baba makadi nenyu.
Aiwa tiri wapenyu. Chikuru chatiri kutarisira kubva pachirongwa chino kana kubva kuna vatimire inyaya yekuti toendesa mberi sei inyaya yemabond noti nokuti vanhu vanogona kuti sadza ndaguta zvikonzero nhasi handisi kuda sadza. Saka toda kuona kuti tingaendesa nyaya sei vatimire tibatsire.
Ndatenda hangu nyaya yemabhondi noti inotinetsei baba pakuti takarasa kuvimba kwedu nemari yatakamboshandisa panguva yapera yemabhiera cheki. Vakawanda takarasikirwa nemari dzedu shoma dzatanga takachengeta mumabhanga. Saku tichavimba kuti mabhondi noti iwawa achachengeta zvakare masavings edu mumabhanga. Tinenge tisina rwimbo rwakakwana. Pozoita imwe nyaya yepiri yekuti isusu tiri kushanda tiri kuno kunze kwenyika tinotumirawo mari kumhuri pashoma patinenge tawana kuti mhuri dzibatsirike kumba. Mari iyaya tinoiwana kunoku iri mari inotenga in any country, iri hard currency. Toitumira kumba kuti vakwanise kubatsirikana ikoko. Vosvika vopuhwa ari mabond notes anonzi anoshanda munyika medu chete. Zvoreva izvo kuti mari yedu yatominimaiziwa, pawa rayo, simba rayo radzikiswa nesistimu yekunyika kwedu. Asi wetinini kunzwa kwandakaita panguva yapera pandatumira mwedzi wapera vaivava pamari yemaus dollars mabond notes anga asati abuda. Iko zvino ndakatumira zvekare ndarayira vari kumba kuti vasaitora mari iyoyo kusvika ndaendako pakisimusi. Ndinonzwisa kuti vachatipa mari iyoyo iri maus dollars here kana kuti vachatipa ari mabond notes. Kana vachitipa ari mabond notes, option iripo yandingakurudzira vamwe vatinatumira tese pamwe chete ndotorega kuitora. Mutemo utinonotizwa kana tina kuitora inodzoserwa kunyika yakatumirwa iri yodzoka zvekare kunotozoitumira nedzimwe nzira dziri dzodzo dzepakutanga. Ndofunga inenge iri counter attack nokuti pasina izvozvo tinoruza ndiso.
Asi mune musiri kuuraya here hama dzenyu nenzara ndodzinenge dzichida kushandisa mari kai?
Ndizvozvo, hapana kusiri kufa. Vakapuwa ari mabond notes iwawo akadziva kutenga vanongofanayo zvekare.
But ndobvunza hangu nechirungu kana makasununguka.
Bvunzai baba.
Do you think that the government is not taking care of its own people, looking at how people are suffering with failing to access the US dollar now that they've introduced their own currency, and this is a legal tender. Anyone who defaces that is going to face, I think, 7 years in prison or something like that. Shops that are rejecting that should be reported to the authorities and they will deal with them. This is a legal tender in Zimbabwe, and it's meant to assist people. If you need foreign currency, as you are saying, you go to the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, get the currency, the foreign currency, and go out wherever you want to go and buy whatever you want. But do you think that the government is not taking care of you here?
In my opinion, I don't think the government is doing enough to take care of us, because when they arm twist business into accepting a particular currency which it doesn't accept on its own on free will. Business has got its own way of fighting back, and the only way business fights back is that it ensures that the same thing that it was providing, the services that it was giving to the community, it withdraws, resulting in the empty shelves that we saw in 2008, resulting in the lack of fuel, and then the common people, we, the very people that were supposed to be helped by the system, by the government, end up suffering as well. So the approach in general should have been a concerted effort by the government and by business and by civic society, all of us coming together and agreeing and understanding the concept and the way of implementing how this money is going to work. But however, there is no miracle that can really come by overnight. We need to resuscitate production in our industries. We need to make sure that we produce. Once we are producing, then we can have a currency that can be sustainable. As it is now, this currency is backed up by a loan which is, to my understanding, $200 million. I haven't been to school much, but $200 million US dollars for a country like Zimbabwe, and that money circulating and trying to sustain our economy is not enough.
Mm. Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Temire. I wish we had more time with you. I think you can also speak Ndebele.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. Thank you so much. We'll give you another opportunity for Ndebele next week. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, chonga esilo mabuza osichayela ucingo ese South Africa. Kunjani mabuza? Hello, mabuza.
Yebo, ninjani?
Siyaphila linjani ba?
Asaphi.
Yeah, lingaphi ko South Africa?
Ngizobakala kahle lapha kwiselisulisulisina la.
Oh, liyana phela.
Yeah.
Hayi, enqanye indlala izaphela.
Hayi, ngalini endaweni wrong.
Eh. Yeah, ungaphi ko South Africa?
Ethembisa.
Oh, Ethembisa. Ya, ungasiphi imbono yakho ngendaba yamabhonzo la ukuthiwa ngamabhonzo imali ethiwa ngamabhonzo le.
Ngicabangayo nje mina okubalulekile lapho kufuneke ngabe nje siyakubheka thina kakhulu ngoba vele iZANU-PF siyehluleka. So okufuneke nje vele manje ngoba iZANU-PF ngathi iba ne-strategy nje sokuphazamisa abantu bakufocus entweni ethile njengoba manje ngoba sesibhizi nje sifocusa kuma-bond notes. But okubalulekile nje vele, I think most of the time we need to concentrate ukuthini singayikhipha kanjani iZANU-PF ngoba vele yiyo ekhoza yonke leyo nto le. So we can discuss ngama-bond notes ngathi uyabheka ukuthi le nto iqale. And as you say, could discuss on how some people trying to reject them, but the Elfineni, yeah, it's very wafagi the Kupera Nengan. Whereby we have another good, very, which is Mapu, it is the military and the currency. So, of course, focus on Econ, yeah, let us use a PowerPoint note, but Suzamu would strategize how to remove ZANU-PF in power. Whereby you could buy negative with one man just in a Kurman Amapon note, but the old thing I would how to deal with ZANU-PF. Bona ngathi nje amabhondi note ngisise sekhona sokufuneka sasebenzise ngaleyo ndlela ezabe ikhona nje. Lokho sitting them kufuneke nje siyethethenga la kulawo mashopu azabe eyonjani wasetha. But okubalulekile ukuthi sidila kanjani nezaliphi ngoba kwamanje ne sizafocus amabhondi note yoni business strategies esayidini layo ngale. Ama elections ayenza.
Hayi manje njengoba kathe sisokwenzakele iZANU-PF ayisakhitshwanga njalo ayikhipheki abantu bavote bayivotela kukhetho kathe sisebelethe yona le imali kuyini okungenziwa nxa singasakhangela ukuthi kususwe iZANU-PF
okungenziwa ngoba sesiseyikhona i-currency seyikhona ayikho into esingamesenza ufuna sisebenzise. Akusajiki ikhona we must just affect into i-currency esikhona sisebenze ngayo but the focus ukukhipha iZANU-PF, that's my point ngoba okuningi vele isayikhona sebeyifakile ngenkani, then what's the use of discussing it? Okubalulekile ukuthi asisebenzise ngendlela esebeyifake ngakhona leli but okudingekayo ukuthi yona iZANU ufuna iphume kuphela.
Mm. Hayi siyakuzwa.
Ngoba ukuthi uyangithola ngishokola ukuthi asisebenziseni seyikhona seyikhona ema bank uya kuma ATM kuzaphuma yona. Let's use it.
Okay.
But the wild strategizing on how to remove ZANU-PF in power. Ngoba that's the issue. Ngoba we can discuss it now. Okubalekile ukuthi bona manje sebefakile ibond note. Thina ngapha we'll forget ukuthi strategize as opposition parties. Sibe busy ngokukhuluma ngama bond notes. While them ngalezi sebeqala ukustrategize manje ukuthi bazorika kanjani. So that's the issue. Is an BSA if I get it, it's a iconic currency. Let's use it. But it's not the guys in good house, make it under something. Over my understanding, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, and that's it.
Okay. Hayi, sibubongile kakhulu ngembono yakho ubelela ngelihle.
Yabo.
Okay. Jonga, the caller there, Mr. Mabuza, is saying that, you know, it's right now people are now concentrating mostly on trying to grapple with this issue. Mm-hmm. Yet the bigger issue, he says, is the removal of ZANU-PF.
So <Two-way.
laughs> that's what I asked. I told him people voted for ZANU-PF. Yeah. But anyway, that's his views. We have Mr. Dan Moyo, who's now joining us. Mr. Dan Moyo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Jonga, maybe you would like to...
Maybe before I throw a question to Mr. Dan Moyo, I have a listener who sent a text message here. It's Dr. Muzi Ngube, MDC, USA, Provincial Organizing Secretary, who says, Zimbabweans, beware. Bond notes are a ZANU-PF scheme to raise lots of foreign currency that will only go through the Reserve Bank for ZANU-PF to steal and be empowered with lots of cash come elections 2018. This is the same scheme used by Gono, I think he meant the then Reserve Bank Governor, Dr. Gideon Gono, what he did before to divert foreign currency generated from Zimbabweans using bond notes daily to fetch ZANU-PF's hidden agenda. And he asked, or he emphasized, please read this. That's why I've read it. But we are also trying to reach out to Mr. Nick Mangwana, who is ZANU-PF UK chairman. We have been trying to call him, I think, for the past 30 minutes or so, and we'll continue trying to reach him since, like Dr. Muzi Ngube here, is accusing ZANU-PF of having a hand with in the bond notes introduction and amassing foreign currency. Mr. Moyo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the issue we are discussing here is that the introduction of bond notes, and we've heard from Mr. Fungai Mabunu, who is in UK. Some Zimbabweans there are going to demonstrate over the weekend against the bond notes. And you are here in the US. You are the US provincial chair for MDCT. You also lead the Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote campaign. Do you have any plans, or do you have anything to say over the bond notes?
Yes, certainly. The introduction of the bond notes is a big concern for Zimbabweans, not only Zimbabweans at home, but also Zimbabweans in the diaspora, because what it means, simply, is that the remittances that are being sent home are now going to be converted to these notes. To take a step back, we have to understand that a bond note is not currency. That's why it's not called money. It is not money. It's a note. It's a paper, pretty much, which really doesn't have a value, but that the government of Zimbabwe is trying to force the people to accept this paper as being the same face value as a dollar. If it was really currency, then why not just call it that currency? Why don't call it money? Why are you calling it a bond note? The reason they're calling it a bond note is because a bond is really a debt instrument. A bond is an agreement, is a paper that says, I will borrow you money and you'll pay it back with interest. It's not currency. It's not a medium of exchange. Because if it was currency, then why not call it currency? Why not call it money? Why are you saying it is a bond note? Why are you calling it a bond? Because it is not money. And Zimbabwe knows, the Zimbabwe government knows that it is not money. It knows that this is a scam. There's another fraud that they're presenting to the people of Zimbabwe so that they can take away their hard-earned dollars. So for people out here in the diaspora that are sending money to their families, we're sending hard-earned cash in U.S. dollars that our people back home are now receiving that in paper money, which they cannot use anywhere outside of the Zimbabwean borders.
Mm.
It is not money that is accepted anywhere else except in Zimbabwe. And if the whole idea of it was to strengthen the exports, there is no logic in how these bond notes are going to strengthen the exports. How are they going to do that? So I agree with the comment by Dr. Muzinuves that ZANU-PF is definitely working on yet another grand plan to raise funds for their 2018 campaign. By the end of the year, when it comes to 2018, all the dollars will be belonging to them. And once again, they'll be controlling the reins and determining the future of Zimbabwe, when what we really need now is a change of government. We need fresh ideas on issues like this. These are monetary issues and fiscal policies that ZANU-PF is forcing on the people.
Oh, maybe we can bring in Mr. Mabunu, what's your comment or a reaction to what Mr. Denmo is saying here? Mr. Mabunu? Hello, Mr. Mabunu, are you still on the line?
Mr. Moyo, we had a caller. I'm sure you heard a bit of what he said just before joining us, before you joined us. He was saying that all the opposition forces in and outside Zimbabwe are now concentrating on this bond issue, and they have sidestepped what he said was the main problem, which is the removal of ZANU-PF from power. What's your take on that? Do you think that because I even heard some people back home were saying it could be part of ZANU-PF strategy, you know, to stay relevant, because now people are talking about the bonds and they're not talking about anything else.
The issue here is that the issue of bond notes is about bread and butter issues. This is about daily issues on consumption, on people being able to go to grocery stores and buy food. So it's an immediate concern to a lot of Zimbabweans. But we all know that the ultimate goal that can bring change to Zimbabwe is definitely a change of the Mugabe regime. We are dealing with a symptom here, which is part of the grand scheme that ZANU has been using over the years to retain power at all costs. These bond notes are an issue of today. It's a current issue that people are facing. And therefore, it does not mean that we are forgetting about the overall goal, which is to remove ZANU-PF. As NDC, we've always said that until and unless there is confidence in our electoral system, until and unless the elections can bear a result that is acceptable, that meets the international standard, not meets also the SADC standards and the AU standards for it to be considered a legitimate election, we are always going to have these problems in Zimbabwe, because the economy is dead. You need to inject capital to rebuild the economy, and that capital cannot come. Investors will not come to a place like Zimbabwe where there is no security for their investments. So all these are symptoms of a bigger problem that we have with ZANU-PF, because they are now clinging onto power at whatever cost. They no longer care how their decisions affect the ordinary men on the street, because at the end of the day, these dollars that they are now collecting from people and giving them this paper only helps to increase their coffers.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Moy, if I may chip in there, many people, including you, are saying the solution is to remove ZANU-PF and also replace ZANU-PF with who? We have over 20 political opposition parties in Zimbabwe.
We want to replace ZANU-PF with a party that is chosen by the people, with leaders that are chosen by the people, not the leaders that are forced upon the people by ZANU-PF through the mechanizations, the machinations that they put in place that ensure that there is no free vote in Zimbabwe.
But do you see the situation in the, I mean, the current situation in the country now, looking at how the opposition parties are working or reacting to whatever one of them says? Because there was talk that there is a coalition that is in the making in South Africa, but some political parties, we understand, have opted out of that talk. And there is CORD, there is NERA, there is, I think, the other two, the National Transitional Authority and all that. Why can't they just come together, work as one, and work, I mean, progressively?
Precisely, Mr. Jonga. That is what we should all be working towards. We have a unity of purpose. The problem we have with Zimbabweans is that we have too many chiefs and less Indians. Everybody is very opinionated. Everybody thinks that they can do a better job than the other person. And therefore, at the end of the day, we find ourselves in this quagmire where we are failing to come together as one unit and speak with one voice. At the end of the day, we're shooting ourselves in the foot, because if all 20 parties were to contest the elections, you can imagine how many votes are going to be diluted. And at the end of the day, ZANU-PF might end up coming up as a winner again without even rigging this time around, just because all the opposition votes are scattered all over. There is a need for us as Zimbabweans to put the country first, to understand that these problems here are not individual problems or something that each person can solve on their own. These are problems that need a collective approach. They need all of us to come together and rally behind the person that has the most chance of winning the election and has the most chance of getting ZANU-PF out of power. Mm-hmm. Let's rally with the candidate who has shown that he has the support of the people.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Stay on the line. We have a caller, Chris. Mkoma Hasla, Varuku Botswana. Makadi, Mkoma Hasla. I want to pay you. Anza, Pana, Inokumira Imwe, Kanakufura Imwe, Irere, Kuma Imega, Kanakufura Mega.
It can't borrow money from anyone. So, to raise money for what? They introduced a bond note. Bond note ingori, another way of taking money from the people without actually robbing them or, you know, so at the end of the day, this is a bond, it's a token, not like I don't know Tamba Slug, and unlike Ugo Slug, you won't be able to
get it. Asla. Unopfekedzera chisimbi hicho chasi uchitamba ka game rako uenda hako kumba wanakidzi.
Ndokutanga kwacho. And the end of the day is in bopi tsoro dzeni dzese dzikapedzera dzapindzwa yatsoro yavo. Ndakataita ma cases in 2008. If you remember very well, nyika ichiridza ina mari, akaita vamwana vakanzi vakabirwa ma trucks. And that was pointing to the first lady, nemupurisa.
Maallegations asina kuwanikwa iwayo anonetsa kuti tikurukure nezvavo, asi zvisinei hazvo, dambudziko imi munofunga kuti ringagadziriswa sei mukoma pana kutiramba richidzokera kune zvakaitika kare.
So the dambudziko riri how this thing is solved is kungoti economy yedu ivhurike, ma policies yedu avhurike, vanhu vari kuda kuinza machinery vawinze machinery, because the idea is vari kuti tiri kuti vanhu vakwanise kuti vanhu vari kuda ku gadzira zvinhu kuti va export. But then it's the very same people vakapuwa mari mechanization, you know, yakafaila, and it's the very same people vachapuwa mari yedu yati kuterwa pabopi ndiza kutambwa and chaizogara patantiri. The economy ngaingo ribaretwa zvinhu zvese zvongoitwa jekerere, sazvo zvongoitwa jekerere, everything zvongoitwa above board, zvinhu zvasina zvofamba. Otherwise hapana kwatikuenda. Effectively vanhu vakutorwa mari vari kurobwa, inokabisira, softly, because vari kuendesa mari iri mari, then wopuwa wamutobvu, woendesa mari wopuwa wamutobvu, iwese mari then dzapeisira dzamutobvu.
Maita basa mkoma hasla. Thank you so much. We have two more callers. Varoda kupinda mchirongwa maita basa. Mungadai maende ramberi. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, ilo mnu mzana Brian Dube. Eti mweni mgunjani baba Dube. Mnu mzana Dube.
Yebo baba mgunjani.
Siapila mgunjani South Africa. Sizwa utaliani zulu ngapo.
Izulu ngapha liyana kakhulu.
Ah, kungcono, hayi, ikubusiswa lokhu ngoba indlala engxenye ngaphela.
Yeah, indlala emeni engxenye ngabancane.
Yeah, ha ungasiphathisa kuhlelo lwapha ngeni imali le ukuthiwa ngamabhonzo le.
Hey, yabona le mali okuthiwa ngamabond note le. Kade kahle mina ngibone ngani is leading back to the grave le ka 2008, your shortage of food. And mina the way engibona ngakhona ukuthi ukuthi singayile ukuthi lezi zinto zezilunge kahle kahle ukuthi zano PF izini isuke lapha esikhundleni yabo. Ngoba ama investors ngeke eze kwazi ukubuya kuzo investa imali still makusese le constitution yezano PF, still makusese lezano PF. And the way engibona ngakhona ukuthi thina ukuthi izano PF izisuke kuzoba yithi amaZimbabwe masingabambana.
Kodwa ke
ngafuna
bakhona
ngafuna
ukuqhubekela phambili.
The way ngafuna ukuyikhuluma, ngafuna ukuthi ngikhuthaze nje laba abeneira labo tsangirayi labo bithi ukuthi asibambane nini, at least sikwazi ukuthi sonke singapha eSouth Africa labaseZimbabwe sikhona ukuthi senze at least the protest kube lelanga lokuthi ku protestwe, so that maybe like ama isadaki labo UN bengabona ukuthi umgaba asisamfuni, ngoba so long kulomgabe inkinga yeseZimbabwe ngeke iphele.
Ye, kodwa mnumzana Dube uyazi ukubana sikhuluma nje bekuthiwa kuzaba lokutshengisela okukhulu okumangalisayo izolo, akwenzakalanga. Lamhlanje akwenzakalanga ngoba lwesihlanu kuthiwa kukhona okunye njalo okuyabakhokhelwa iZCTU, lakho asazi ukuthi kumbe kuzaphumelela ngoba abantu bayakhuluma sibili bayabhalelana lapha ebulenjini bathi hayi sizatshengisela, kodwa sibona bengatshengiseli. Ubona nxa wena usithi kutshengiselwe kona kuhamba njalo.
Yabona kahle kahle mina engakucela ebantwini bakithi, thina singamaZimbabweni asihlukane nini lokwesaba. Ngoba masiwesaba sohlupheka size siyokufa. Asekeleni ukwesaba and then sitshengisele. Ma ungathwala ilanga, sicele la wonke umuntu noma laba base South Africa beflowe to Zimbabwe, sambe siyotshengisela, ngoba sizohlala lokho sijampa amazwe ngapha. Uyabona la manje ngapha basixosha, kuphi basixosha, masingekele ukuzilungisela thina ilizwe lethu. Manje sebesifakela ama-bond note bezama ukuthi besitshontshele imali zethu. Uyabona?
Hayi, hayi, siyakuzwa baba, hayi, siyayizwa le mbono yakho, sibongile kakhulu.
Akubonga mina baba.
Okay.
Okay. I think we were having problems with our lines. Let's check if we have our guests are back on the line. Mr. Mabunu, madzoka here parunare. Va Denmoy, are you back on the line? Hello, Mr. Moyo.
Eh, ndiripo wangu ndirikunzwai.
Ah, pakanaka. Vamoyo, pane vamwe vari kuti dzimwe nguva nyaya yekunzi even these bond notes they are limited to $50 withdrawals per day, $150 a week. It's an artificial shortage that is being created by the government so that people feel the pinch and also avoid inflation. I mean, do you agree with these theories?
Well, in the first place, the whole idea of introducing the bond notes was to try and alleviate the cash shortages. Now, if you turn around and put the same restraints that you had on the actual cash, what have you solved? Mm. If the problem was limit U.S. dollars because they are in shortage, and now you bring in the bonds and people have money in the bank which they cannot access, so what purpose are those bond notes now serving? It goes back to the question that every caller after caller on this show has said, that this is yet another scheme by ZANU-PF to rob people of their hard-earned cash, because already all the cash that has been in the banks has been converted to bond notes. Mm. If you had $1,000 now, if you go to the ATM machine, you are receiving this paper money that you did not sign up for, that even the government itself does not even want to call money because they know it's not money.
Mm. Thank you so much. Stay on the line, Chris. I think Mr. Mandiridza is back with us. Mr. Mandiridza? Va Mandiridza?
Yes, ndirikunzwa.
Okay, tatamboita dambudziko nenhare. Ngoti dimu kuti zvii zvamungakurudzira kuti hurumende iite kana vana veZimbabwe vaite, nokuti nyaya iripo ndeyekuti hapaisina kudzokera kumashure. Tinonzwa kuti komiti yeparamende yezvehupfumi iri kupinda muvanhu izvozvi vachinzwa pfungwa dzevanhu. Asi tinoona kuti zvichabuda mupfungwa dzevanhu izvozvo, handifungi zvichamboshandura zviri kuitika pari nhasi. Chii chingaitwa kuti nyika iende mberi?
I think vazhinji vataura nenyaya dzeeconomy. Ende ndambotaura kuti nyaya yemabond notes isolution yanhasi kwete yamangwana. Solution chaichai ndeyekutochinja mamanagerwo ari kuitwa nyika, kuvhura maeconomy kuti maindastry atange kushanda. Zvinova zvinhu zvitinonetsa futi, nekuti mari yacho kuti maindastry atange kushanda hapana. So panyaya yemabond notes kuona kwangu in the short term inyaya yekuti tikakwanisa kuita mechanism yekuita oversight kuti mabond notes iwayo nhango ari mashoma ari muekonomy asanyanya kuprindwa akawanda.
Mm-hmm.
And kuonawo futi kuona kuti management nemabond notes acho ari kupanda accountability neflow yemabond notes, ende kuti ari kutenga mabond notes ndiani, ari kutenga maus dollars ndiani. In the short term zvingangobetsera, nekuti like tora kwamaita uku kuti whether vanhu vari kuda mabond notes kana kuti havasi kuda mabond notes ndozvatirako. Kana usingadi uchida mari yako nenge iri maus dollars yamabond notes, saka kwese kwese kutsva dumbu nemusana, nhango ukaramwa mari yako iri mubhengi imomo hazvicha kubetseri.
Hazvibetseri.
Utora mari yacho utoishandisa zvako, because ukangoisiya irimo hamina kuda ichatanga kudevalue, yaitozotanga yopedzisiraka zvakaanika zvaita yekudhara.
Maita basa vamandiridza, regai tipiwe mukana kuna vamoyo vangoti ga. Chris?
Yes, Mr. Moyo, we are just about to wrap up the show. Just in a few words, do you think that it's like the other guys are demonstrating in the UK? Do you see any fruit coming out of that?
Yes, I think every time we speak out as Zimbabweans, every opportunity we get to speak up against these injustices is a good thing, because it brings awareness. Because what happens is, when people just keep quiet, the world thinks that you are content with what's going on. Any opportunity that the Zimbabweans we can get to stand up and say, "Chinchakati atichifari lento asifuni, we don't want this," the people are listening, the world is watching, and it also the perpetrators themselves, are looking at that and they are seeing that what we are doing is going against the will of the people.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Unfortunately, time has run out and we have to end it here for today. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And tunoda kutenda Chris vafungai mabunu vanga vari ku UK vatati nao pachirongwa Albert Mandridza pamwe na va Denmo ene vatereri vose vafona vachipinda muchirongwa anokuoneka ine mufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri tosangana zvakare muchirongwa zvinotevera.